Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Steelers sign Asante Samuel Jr. to the practice squad. Ray Fittipaldo joins us now to get into that, among other things. Ray, brought to you by the Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG, serving as your home team for over 90 years, lgkg.com. Ray has been quite the trooper for us this week. We asked him to move his time because Doug Whaley couldn't do his original time. Then Doug Whaley texted us yesterday and said maybe he couldn't do any time except for Thursday or Friday. But we got all kind of stuff planned for the pit game for Thursday and Friday. So now Doug is going to do today from 9 until 10. And I forgot to tell Ray that we wanted to move him back to 8. But Ray was listening earlier when we said he would be.
Oh,
at 8.
Look at that.
And so he's on with us right now. Ray, thank you for, putting up with my nonsense, frankly.
Adam, what would you do if I'm not up at 5:30 a.m. listening to the show?
I was planning on texting you at like 7:57 to see if you could do 8 o'clock. So this worked out better. And thank you for always listening to the show.
Ray, why do you wake up at 5:30?
Great question.
I don't know. My kids get on the bus at 6:45 and get up at 6. So yeah, brutal.
Do you like to have your cup of coffee before the family comes down?
I actually do my coffee after they get on the bus, so I could just relax. I'm in charge of the lunches, you know, so I got some duties.
Well, if I may, Ray, what did you pack today?
Well, my son's like on a protein kick, so he had some ground beef with bell peppers and onions with tortillas. He heats it up at school. And my daughter, actually my wife packs my daughter's lunch. So
you're lying to us before. I don't know what to believe anymore. Ray Fittipaldo.
Well, I used to. I didn't do a good enough job with her lunches, so my wife had to take over.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Ray, this is Asante Samuel Jr. signing. He can't tackle, I guess, is an issue, and he's coming off the spinal injury. Apart from that, though, I mean, very low risk, potentially a high reward. Your thoughts on the move?
Yeah, I mean, he's a free agent, and they certainly need him this week. I mean, Darius Slay is going to start the week in concussion protocol, and if he can't go, they're probably going to go with James Pierre. I've actually been really impressed with James Pierre. This season when he's been called upon, he's been really good, so I think they're going to give him the first shot at it. But listen, if that doesn't work out, then you have Asante Samuel on the practice squad who you could elevate or sign to the 53-man roster at any time. I mean, their secondary is so banged up. They're playing the absolute worst opponent for that week to happen with Higgins and Chase, so they need all the reinforcements they can get.
Ray, say Aaron Rodgers plays the way he played on Sunday, this coming Sunday against the Bengals. Do you think Mike Tomlin starts to lose faith in Aaron Rodgers as the starting quarterback of the Steelers?
No, I don't think so. I don't think they brought him in here to replace him with Mason Rudolph at any point. I mean, it's going to happen throughout the course of the season. And Aaron had been so good for the first 8 games, you know, by and large. You know, he was just really consistent and really solid. And he had a bad game, and I don't think anyone saw it coming, but I don't think anyone sees another one coming right on the heels of that. So, I think there were a few misfires, maybe not on the same page with DK on the deep one. You know, DK kind of ran towards the sidelines, and Aaron threw it towards the end zone. That was a potential big play that they missed, and obviously a couple others throughout the game. So that happens sometimes, but I don't think Mike or anyone in that building is all that worried about it.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette joining us on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Tomlin has been weird answering questions post-game and then yesterday about Aaron Rodgers, just some goofy kind of back and forths. We were theorizing that Tomlin was frustrated with Rodgers' play because, yeah, guys have off nights. He didn't ever expect him to play that poorly. That's the best we got, Ray. Why do you think he's been so weird about this?
I mean, in the aftermath of that loss on Sunday in L.A., I mean, he was just – they were losing that game 25-3. It was embarrassing for him. I think it was embarrassing for the franchise. I think that's why he was short with us after the game. I mean, I wasn't – like yesterday, it wasn't all too – I didn't think there was anything out of the ordinary in terms of his responses to questions about Aaron. So I don't know. Maybe people get different reads on it, but you know, I think Aaron's going to be fine, guys. You got the Bengals this Sunday. You're not going to face a really good defense probably until Detroit. So,
yeah,
you know, probably some alarm bells will go off if they don't turn it around here in the next couple of weeks. But let's see how it plays out. I think he's going to be just fine.
Ray, do you think MVS will be active this Sunday?
Well, I'm of the opinion that you just do it for the sake of making a change, just because it's so bad right now. I mean, the numbers, 221 yards on Sunday, 225 in that win against the Colts. I mean, they just need something. And sometimes, you know, just changing things up is good. You know, for whatever reason, Calvin Austin's had a rough stretch here. You know, the one pick was his fault on Sunday. You know, Roman Wilson scores twice, but they both come in garbage time. I don't know what to make of that. So I'd be all for dressing MVS this week. I'm not convinced the Steelers are going to do it, but I don't know. Watch practice today and tomorrow. I'll have a better idea. But at this point, guys, the offense has been so bad for two games now. I just think if you put a new face in there, it actually might help.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Kind of goofy in retrospect the way that they handled Spencer Anderson and Andrews Pete, wasn't it? Like, shouldn't you just have a guy be the starter at left guard and then have a guy who's going to be your extra offensive lineman? The exchanging of those two dudes was very odd to me.
Yeah, I think they do it because Spencer is athletic enough to play on the edge and do some stuff that you would actually ask a tackle or a tight end to do. I don't know that Andres Pete at his age is that kind of athlete anymore. So I get why they did it, but you never like to change positions like that in the course of a game. And, you know, you saw the false start early. And, you know, Mike said they were both above the line. I didn't pay close enough attention.
They put the line very low, I think, is what happened there, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but they usually don't do that. You do like to keep guys in one position just for continuity's sake. But I do kind of get why they did it. Spencer's been so good as that extra tight end. I think they kind of wanted to keep that as part of their package.
Ray, what do you make of the noise of Mike Tomlin and the New York Giants and the Giants being a potential suitor for a trade for Mike Tomlin? Do you think that could ever be a possibility with the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Well, I mean, this came up with Chicago a couple of years ago, I think, or maybe even last year.
Last offseason, yeah.
Last offseason. So it does happen, and, you know, I think sometimes when there's bigger franchises, like traditional franchises like that, I think it gets a little bit more play because you're in a major market. Steelers would, you know, in years past, the Steelers would never do that. They would never even listen to the offer. They wouldn't even take the phone call. I can't sit here and tell you it's 100% going to be that way again, but I would tend to think it would be. I don't think that they've lost faith in Mike in that building just because, you know, of a rough month here, you know, losing 3 out of 4. I think something really bad would have to transpire in the last 2 months of the season for them to even consider that. But listen, I understand it. It's New York. You got some people who have some followings on social media. They write for major media companies and they throw it out there. So I understand it's a story topic, but from the Steelers' perspective, I still don't think that would be in play.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette joining us here in the Fan Morning Show. Does the D in DK Metcalf stand for disappointing? Is that fair? Has he been disappointing?
It doesn't get much help, first and foremost. But I will answer your question. DK is not a great 50-50 ball guy, a combat catch guy. And you want your number one receivers to be that. He's a number one receiver because he can run fast, and if you get the ball to him in the open field, he's going to get a lot of yak. The unfortunate thing for him is they just don't have the secondary receivers to command attention to get him the ball in space. So it's been a really big issue. So when Aaron Rodgers throws a ball up to him in the end zone, I don't want to say you want to see a better effort. I just don't think that, and this is going to sound weird, but he's not like a great athlete in the air. He's a fast guy, but he doesn't have like great hand-eye.
Acrobatic.
Contort your body and go up and get it. That's not part of his game. And I think because they're paying him $150 million and because he's a great athlete who can run, people think, oh, he can do that. But Thorne, you know, there's different types of receivers who have different types of skill sets. So it's not meshing right now because of his supporting cast, and quite frankly, it's not as good as it needs to be. So I think it has a chance to be better, but it's probably not going to be better this season just because they're, other than MVS, I just don't think they're going to have a way of changing it up where it's going to be you're going to force defenses to defend the entire offense any differently.
Ray, will we see Jaylen Warren get more than 14 carries? Will he play more snaps than Kenneth Gainwell this week?
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of out of whack. I mean, to me, guys, you got to find a way to keep Jaylen Warren in there on third down. They just don't do that. That's how he made his bones in the NFL. Go back to that Seattle game. I mean, that catch and run was unbelievable. And if you get the ball in his hands, you know, 5-6 times a game, he's going to have the opportunity to break a run like that just because he's so elusive. He not only makes the first guy miss, he often makes the second guy miss, which is really rare in the NFL. So I don't know that maybe you play Gainwell more on first and second down. He doesn't want to seem – Mike Tomlin doesn't seem to want to play him all the time like he did a Le'Veon Bell.
Right.
Or a Najee Harris when Najee was a rookie. And I was thinking about this. I'm like, why? Okay, Jalen's had some injuries. Not really. Jalen's only missed 3 games in his first 3 seasons. So he's come around like on the whole running back by committee thing. But just to get out of the slump, guys, just to give the offense a different look, I try to play him, I don't know, 75-80% of the snaps this week because, quite frankly, other than DK Metcalf, he's probably your most explosive offensive player.
Ray, who do you have this weekend, this Saturday, Pitt or Notre Dame?
I got to go Pitt. Young, nice. Young rookie, freshman playing in front of the hometown fans. See if we can get a little. I know that game was in Notre Dame, but maybe get a little Tyler Palco vibes here. Get a big win against Notre Dame, and we'll see if he can say something on TV.
Ray, we appreciate your time. No one would ever know that we were screwing around with you as much as we were this week. Appreciate it, man.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Ray.
See you, Ray.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.